Was it a store manager who snapped? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the story developing out of Chesapeake, Virginia, after a shooting at a Walmart late last night left seven people dead, including the gunman. Fox's Griff Jenkins is there.
That's not confirmed yet by Chesapeake police, but several of the Walmart employees that were speaking to local press have said they believed it to be a store manager.
One of those workers, Kevin Harper, posted to Facebook Live. That manager came into the break room.
Start shooting, bro. Like, I'm whole, though, y'all. Sadly, though, we lost a few of our associates.
At least five others were injured. Now, just days ago, a gunman shot up a Colorado Springs nightclub until clubgoers stopped the rampage, fighting back and injuring him. That suspect, Anderson Aldrich, is out of the hospital, moved to a jail cell, expected to appear in court via video.
Those who lost loved ones in the shooting are sharing photos and tributes to remember Raymond Vance, Kelly Loving, Ashley Paw, Daniel Aston, and Derek Rump, the victims ranging in age from 22 to 40.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Colorado Springs, where 19 people were also injured. A teenager is dead in Israel after two bombings near bus stops in Jerusalem, at least 18 others injured. In Ukraine, a regional governor claims a hospital maternity ward was attacked, a two-day-old baby killed.
What he calls Russian monsters launched huge rockets at the facility in Vilniansk near the city of Zaporizhia. The baby's mother and a doctor were pulled alive from the rubble. They were the only people in the ward at the time.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. With President Biden's plan to wipe out thousands of dollars in federal student loan debt for millions of Americans put on hold by lawsuits.
The Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later than June 30, 2023.
Those Americans haven't had to make loan payments since 2020 when a freeze was put in place after COVID hit. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's the day before Thanksgiving, and more Americans are traveling. About 54 million of us are expected to go somewhere. Most will drive, paying the highest Thanksgiving prices on record. AAA's national average for regular is now about $3.61 per gallon. That is 14 cents slower than a week ago. Fox Weather's Mitty Hicks is at Atlanta's airport.
It's a little chaotic, but controlled chaos, and I can tell you that airport officials haven't seen these numbers since pre-pandemic, and they say it has this idea. A lot of people are here because it has a lot to do with this idea of revenge travel, meaning that people are just tired of being cooped up in the house from the pandemic, of course, so they are ready to get on the roads, and in this case, here in the airport, to get home and enjoy Thanksgiving.
Now, last Sunday, the TSA reports more Americans went through airport security than the Sunday before Thanksgiving in 2019. So we're almost at pre-pandemic travel levels. And speaking of COVID, the doctor who became a household name, then a controversial figure among conservatives, Anthony Fauci, faces a deposition today after two Republican attorneys general sued him and others.
Attorneys General Eric Schmidt of Missouri and Jeff Landry of Louisiana filed a lawsuit against several current and former Biden administration officials alleging they colluded with big tech social media companies to censor discussion about a number of things, including COVID, specifically its origins, like the lab leak theory. Fauci was asked about fighting misinformation at what may have been his final press conference in the White House briefing room Tuesday.
The way you counter misinformation and disinformation is that to do whatever you can as often as you can to provide correct information.
A federal judge ordered Fauci, along with a number of other administration officials, to cooperate with the AG's investigation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up slightly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.